The Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center's SLCC Ambassadors winning Citizen of the Year at the Excellence Awards was just one of many highlights the revered institution enjoyed in 2023. As we look back on a busy year, we raise our hands to our ambassadors for their passion and commitment to sharing the living culture of the Squawu 7 Mesh and Liwat 7 Ul with the greater community and guests from around the world, the SLCC said in a release. It was a year of cultural awareness workshops, offered in partnership with the Whistler Community Services Society and Heritage Canada and facilitated by Ta 7 Talia Michelle Nahani and Zalek Chief Ian Campbell of the Squamish Nation and Tanina Williams of the Lillooet Nation, as well as fun family and community events like Family Day weekend in February and National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21. The unseated exhibition continued to captivate hearts and minds, drawing visitors into a profound exploration of sovereignty, resilience, and identity. The impact of the powerful photography and storytelling left an indelible mark on our ambassadors, nation members, sea-to-sky residents, and visitors from around the world, the SLCC said in the release. Honoring heartwarming stories, the exhibition provided a profound and thought-provoking experience for all who attended, offering a unique perspective not seen in contemporary stories in the sea-to-sky corridor, and created a dynamic platform for dialogue. It served as a bridge between historical narratives and contemporary presence, leaving a marked impression on all who experienced its inspiring visual storytelling. Unseated was curated by Mixelhitsa 7 Allison Pascal, Lillooet, and Sawasia Dominique Nahani, Squamish, and supported by the Fairmont Chateau Whistler and photographed by Logan Swayze. Mixelhitsa 7 also curated the art and storytelling of the Squawu 7 Mesh and Lillooet 7 Ul for a captivating new walking tour on Tourism Whistler's Go Whistler app, inviting visitors to explore the cultural richness of our stories and authentic art of the shared territories throughout Whistler, starting and returning to the SLCC, the release said. Meanwhile, the Summer Salish Carving Series and the Awakening of the House post-carving in the fall celebrated Master Carver Xwalaktoon, Rick Harry, Squawu 7 Mesh, Kwakwakawak, Namgus, mentoring SLCC apprentice Brandon Hall, Squawu 7 Mesh, who together brought the design to life. This monumental piece not only represents artistic brilliance but serves as a living connection to ancestral traditions, celebrating the amalgamation of hereditary chiefs, and ensuring the continuity of Squamish culture for generations to come, the SLCC said. Crafted with the precision and reverence of a master carver, this magnificent art now stands at the SLCC entrance on Lorimer Road, further solidifying our dedication to celebrating traditional artistic practices while honoring authentic representation in Whistler. Part of a two-year immersive experience creating a pair of carvings, a master carver from the Lillooet Nation will mentor a Lillooet apprentice and carve on-site at the SLCC in the summer of 2024. The two carvings will be sisters, telling a complementary story and bringing them new life as carvings authentic to the territory standing together on Lorimer Road at the entrance to the SLCC. Those are just a few of the highlights in what was another busy and successful year for the local institution. As we conclude this remarkable year of cultural connection, the Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center expresses deep gratitude to our ambassadors, nation members, community, partners, and visitors, the release said. Our year was marked by cultural resonance, the significance of artistic achievements, and the profound impact of community engagement. From the intricate housepost carving to the thought-provoking unseated exhibition, and the meaningful celebrations of National Indigenous Peoples Day and commemoration of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the SLCC continued to be a beacon of authentic cultural richness, education, and community connection. As we look forward, the SLCC remains dedicated to preserving, sharing, and celebrating the dynamic culture, art, storytelling and cuisine of the Squamish Nation and Lillooet Nation through authentic Indigenous experience. Here's to another year of cultural resonance and shared experiences. Read more at slcc.ca.